Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. I know the perfect time, and maybe that's near.
You can hurt me tomorrow. You can hurt me.
Continuing with the most improved member of the Johnson & Sons paving team in one day, the leaps and bounds that he
about
showed
an hour,
his improvement.
Actually. Around an hour, I improved that much.
Sounds like you kind of worked Jesse's schedule. So, you improved a lot. We can say that definitively. We can say that conversations are occurring on Jordan Love's contract. Goody has said it. Jordan confirmed it yesterday. What we cannot say is whether a deal is close, far away, whether they will get a deal done before start of training camp, whether they won't. We can guess. We can predict. But we don't know. My question for you is, when something like yesterday, and we'll play the back and forth, which, by the way, I missed because I got to Jordan late because I was talking to Zane Anderson, who, unlike...
Are you kidding me?
I was there for most of it, but not for the early exchange, which Rob Dabowski did the video. I watched the whole thing, so I got caught up, but... Zane Anderson had three interceptions in yesterday's practice. I don't think in all the time I've covered the team, I've seen a dude have three picks in one practice. Not even Al Harris or Charles Woodson during my time covering open practices. So I got over there. This exchange had already occurred, but Rob and I talked after practice, talked to a few others that were there, and the interpretations varied from, sounds like they're going to get something done soon, to, I think there was a shift in the tone, and I think he sounded irritated, and he doesn't feel that confident at all. He just said he was optimistic because that was the right thing to say. So there's this wide variance of those that were there in how they interpreted what he said. I don't like doing that. I like dealing in facts, and I don't have any when
Who's
it comes
facts?
To this.
You like dealing in your facts.
No, don't. That's just not true. You don't get to pick your own facts. You don't. I don't want to do this.
Well, they do. I'm just telling you that they do.
Whoa, Nelly!
You can't just yell facts and say that that's facts, just so that we're all on the same pitch. Okay.
Here's Jordan Love yesterday at his locker. Here, you know, can you go back on the paver? Here's Jordan Love at his locker yesterday, fielding a myriad of questions about his contract situation. I believe he was asked six questions. He used a grand total of 20 words, and at least two of the questions he did not answer at all. And he didn't really make a face. Like, he didn't make a... He didn't do a windy... He didn't do anything. His facial expression did not change. And yet some tried to interpret what his silence meant. Here is that exchange at his locker yesterday.
Goody said, we'd like to get Jordan deals done before starting training camp. Do you have a sense that things will pick up after this mini camp between now and July 22nd?
Yeah, I think they should. That's what he said.
Are you optimistic that something could get done by then?
Yes.
What makes you happy?
This is what I've heard.
How have you handled this process in terms of, do you like to know what's going on and what's being said, or do you just try to disconnect?
What is that?
The process of what's going on.
Yeah, I like being in the mix.
And that's that?
That's that. Pretty short, yeah. It is.
We've yet to find a topic you like talking about less than this one, huh?
By that look, that sounds like maybe you guys are close.
Yeah. That's our good friend Rob Domofsky with that final question.
The zinger.
From that look, it sounds like you guys might be close. No response. Mm-hmm. And not even a, you know, what was it? The security guard in the Bulls documentary after he's playing the coin
Last
game
dance.
With Jordan. None of that. None of that. Tausch, your thoughts?
Yeah, the deal's going to get done. I think it's really close. And you can sense, I think, how Goody is talking, how Jordan Love handled that yesterday. I think he's ready for it to be done. And you would see more contention. I think he's trying to just stay out of it and not give anything to anybody. You know, you can't keep a secret. There's a lot of people that it's really difficult to kind of compartmentalize and figure out how to verbalize certain things when you know something. That's the vibe I got. And again, you know, when Tannenbaum joined us and dropped the 60 bomber on us and, oh, do this, 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 and it makes no sense. The Packers want to get this done. When you hear Goody, I think he was on Cheesehead TV talking about how important stability is at the quarterback position. And I think, as they're discussing it, it's been a while since you've had that. And when you can secure that and get that done, all of a sudden, everything else opens up for you because your biggest expenditure is now on the books and you know how to budget and what you can do with other players. I would think, you know, as far as, in, you know, Kenny Clark, that situation too, everything's going to have to kind of wait on what the Jordan Love contract ends up looking like. But that was not, in my opinion, my facts, that was not something that I looked at and thought, boy, there's contention there. It's more like, man, we're pretty close. This is going to get done, but I'm not real interested in sharing that information with y'all. That's what I got from that. That's what I gleaned from that little exchange.
Jesse, what about you?
I don't know how to interpret it because I could listen to it one
way.
That's
great radio.
I mean, I could listen.
I don't know. It could be one thing. It could be the other.
I listened to it twice yesterday. And the first time, my gut reaction when the first time I saw it was a deal is close and he's just keeping it tight.
Trust your gut.
They're in the final discussions of the details and this is probably going to happen any day, any minute. And then I listened a second time. And I was like, oh, it sounds like he's kind of upset about something. Because, like, when he's talked in recent weeks about it, it seems like he's been more happy-go-lucky, nonchalant. Like, whatever. Like, seems like it's fine. And then the second time, like, this seemed like he was irked about something that he didn't want to say. Like, it wasn't a calm, like, whatever happens, that's all good. Like, everything's going to work out just fine. He seemed like he was upset about something.
You know what would have been a great question yesterday if Jason wasn't talking to Rudy Ford? What would have been, is there any circumstance that you're not reporting to training camp on time? Would there be any circumstance at that? What a great question that would have been. And that would have forced, if he said, that would have given you that information as far as where things are going. Now, Jordan being a seasoned veteran now of figuring out how to answer questions would have said, I don't anticipate that being the case. And he could have ended it there. But that's really what this is coming down to. And I think, you know, Jesse, you said happy-go-lucky. Yeah, it's March, April. Now, all of a sudden, you're in the last phase of mini camp, and then it's go time. You have 5 weeks before you report. And within those 5 weeks, you better get something done, or then you have to make a business decision whether or not you're going to play for $10 million or you're going to get this done. And it's going to get done. I feel very confident listening to him, listening to Goody. I also felt very confident that Aaron Jones was going to be back as a Green Bay Packer. Take that for what it's worth.
So I want to talk about this a little more because my takeaway was because he was in a fine mood for most of the conversation. He had lots of longer answers to a myriad of other questions. My takeaway is he just did not want to talk about this any more than he absolutely had to. So I didn't take away from it that he was irked or irritated. I think he just feels like, I don't know if it's going to get done or when it's going to get done. I'm not going to worry about it. I definitely don't want to talk about it. And so he went into it with the attitude of, I'm going to take a minimalist approach to my answers. Because Rob's question that he did not answer, the way to diffuse it is, well, I sure hope so, but we'll have to wait and see. And the fact that he didn't say anything is what leads to some of the interpretation here, right? Because that
was your interpretation.
And this is why I get irritated. Because I don't think, because I don't think we have enough evidence to say, oh, this is going to get done by training camp. There's no doubt about it. They're working on it. But I would just say this. This is one fact that I would apply to this. Athletes First and David Mulugeta and Andrew Kessler are not going to take a big discount for their client. And the Packers always start, as you know from firsthand experience, they start at a low number and work their way up. Like, there have been contract negotiations for this team that have been borderline offensive opening offers from the Packers, right? You know that, and I know that. So do I believe that he will be playing on a brand new contract before they kick it off in Brazil? I do. That is my belief. Because I believe what Goody is saying about cost certainty and all the important things that matter. Do I believe that they're going to be able to, no doubt about it, announce that they have signed Jordan Love to an extension when they have their first practice on July 22nd and have their shareholders meeting? I think the Packers want that to happen.
For sure.
But I think that his agents are going to make sure that their guy is getting the number that he deserves in their opinion, and they're not going to just settle. And they're going to, if they have to play some hardball in training camp, I think they're willing to do that based on their track records. Based on their track records. Now, maybe it doesn't come to that. Don't do that. That maybe it doesn't come to that. Maybe you're right. And maybe Domofsky's gut is right. And a week from now, Jordan's joining us via Zoom call from California, because he just faxed back, or whatever they do nowadays, the signature pro
DocuSign
his new contract.
Yeah.
Maybe. But again, I don't think you can walk away from this feeling certain that you know how to interpret how that exchange went. I want to ask Brian Bulaga this, because Brian Bulaga's been through contract negotiations too. He's not a quarterback. You're not a quarterback. They're different, but there are some similarities. So, Tausch, we're not going to do more or less in terms of what that final number is on his contract. I do believe the NBA Finals continue tonight. Have you considered just sitting this one out the way you've performed thus far?
Never.
What? I don't understand why there wasn't a game last night. There was nothing. No
two
NHL.
Days in the travel. 2 days in between when they travel.
Yeah. Day to travel, day to get situated, then you play.
Hogwash. It's hogwash. Poppy.
Tuesday, Thursday. You're telling me Tuesday, Thursday is not better than Wednesday, Friday? Come on, NBA. Get your act together. You know what makes basketball even more fun? Go with a little prize picks action. Select two or more players. Pick more or less on their projected stats. And you submit your lineup. It's that simple. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with just four correct picks. You can choose from traditional stats like points or assists, or more unique ones like getting a dunk or some three-pointers. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks. That's what makes Prize Picks America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Join the Prize Picks community of over 5 million users right now. Use the code WI on the Prize Picks app or on prizepicks.com. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I hope Brian Bulaga has set aside some extra time. We're getting to him late, but we didn't have him last week. So if he's out at the farm, if he's going golfing.
I wonder if we shouldn't start going to him at 10, and then we just do an hour with him. Like, I think that's probably in our best interest.
And it may not be in his best interest.
That impedes
really
on Homer's time then.
Well, we can move Homer around. He's flexible. He only does a one-hour show. Just ask him. We will talk to Brian Bulaga. He is scheduled to appear.
Oh, snap.
Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.